Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Be careful on the roads. Got a lot of traffic out there coming and going, so be careful and take your time because, man, we want to get you home safe and to your family. At this holiday season, it being Thanksgiving tomorrow. Steve Geller will join me at 5:40 for our triple option feature. Want to tell everybody at 4:35, we'll have on the man himself, Drew Brees. Not quarterback to quarterback because Bobby J is headed to St. Louis. To go visit his son, Bo, and so doing this with Drew myself at 4:35. Man, ton of talk everywhere you go, every TV, radio station, they want you on. They want you to talk about what's happening and what could potentially happen, certainly, because with Lane Kiffin, you never know. I mean, if you've studied his background, he's not one to make a real quick decision on things. And so we have on with us Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, and our LSU update is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, you can keep it locked into the Big 870 WWL. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Before I get into some LSU talk, I'll throw this question out, and I maybe should have let you know ahead of time, but I'll get your thoughts. I've talked to a couple of different people today, and we all know that there is a school in Baton Rouge that's also looking for a new head coach, and it's not LSU. They looking, but so is Southern University. And they have told me, and a couple of people I trust pretty good, that they have zeroed their search in on former Carver High School, San Diego State star, and Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, who now is the running backs coach at University of Colorado. Your thoughts on Marshall? Has never been a head coach before, but neither was Eddie George either, and he stepped into that role and has really done quite well. Your thoughts on, man, could it potentially be Lane Kiffin and Marshall Faulk coaching in Baton Rouge in 2026?
Yeah, man, Mike, first of all, appreciate you for having me on as always. It's a chaotic time right now in sports, man. It's brutal. I won't lie to you, but I'd love to have Marshall Faulk in town, man. That'd be fantastic. We've seen a lot of guys make the jump to become head coaches over the last couple of years from, you know, NFL stars making their way to become HBCU head coaches. We've seen Michael Vick do it. We've seen a couple of other guys do it. So why not, man? I'd love it. I think from a recruiting perspective, it'd be fantastic for the university. And who doesn't want a little bit more competition in Baton Rouge and the Bayou State as a whole? So I'm here for it, man. I love it. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be a great situation. Marshall was never great from a media standpoint. He didn't really like to do a lot of that until the NFL Network hired him after he retired, and then he was okay with it afterwards. But I have a good friend of mine, Rick Venturi, who he coached almost 30 years in the NFL, and he was always, Mike, one thing I'll never do when I retire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Far from coaching. I'm never getting into the media. Guess what he's in today? He is the Colts version of Deuce McAllister. He does the color stuff for the Indianapolis Colts Network. And so I always tease him, hey, and I wasn't in this full time either. I did some engineering work before, but it's just so funny how that sort of transitioned into everything. But let's see what happens with the Marshall Faulk situation. And Marshall, certainly, man. One unbelievable football player, and can he translate that if he becomes the head coach at Southern into putting some W's on the board? Zach, right off the bat, over the last 24 hours, you hear it's a lot of media stuff, and who knows? That's only one cat that knows, for sure. Only one. But from everything you've been hearing, tell us what's the latest on LSU's kind of all-out attempts to land Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, man. Last time we spoke on this, there was a lot of confidence brewing in Baton Rouge, and they certainly felt like they were starting to, pick up a little bit of momentum here. A couple of weeks ago, if you would have asked me, I probably would have said that Lane Kiffin would probably remain in Oxford and stay with the Ole Miss Rebels. A couple of days after that, Florida Gators picked up a little bit of steam. His family members took a trip down to Gainesville and checked out, the city, the surroundings of the campus, et cetera. And then less than 24 hours, hopped on a flight and made their way down to Baton Rouge to check in with the city, check out some houses, check out real estate, check out some high schools, et cetera. And here we are, about 10 days post-trip. And LSU's picking up some steam here. You've seen some contract numbers be thrown around here, whether it's 7 years for $90 million, et cetera. Lane Kiffin's going to be one of, if not the highest paid head coaches in all of college football. For him, it appears like that NIL roster cash kind of pool is what's a big time swing piece in this entire push for Lane Kiffin. I've heard that LSU is getting around the $25 to $30 million mark when it comes to roster cash. Closer to that 30 number is what I'm hearing on that front. And LSU's really picking up some more momentum here, Mike. There's obviously a couple days until he does make that official decision when it comes to Saturday following the Egg Bowl. But nonetheless, it's a three-team battle here, and LSU's really starting to separate from the pack.
One of the things, Zach, that I disagree with people on that say, Florida and Ole Miss can't match numbers with LSU contract-wise. My thing is, they can match dollar for dollar. This isn't going to be a decision based on the amount of money that Kiffin would be paid, because all three schools can give you the same amount of money. And in Florida, you got no state taxes, so that's a big advantage there if you'd go there. He understands the situation at Ole Miss, and I think he's got a pretty good idea, because he does have people that he is associated with in the past. If it's been Coach Nick Saban, Coach Ed Orgeron, Frank Wilson now, who's here, who coached with Coach Kiffin at Tennessee for that 1 year, that this will come down to something more than the money that he's going to make contractually as the head coach.
Undoubtedly. And I was talking to somebody earlier about this, kind of getting my two pieces that are going to sway him one way or the other. And one, it's family. He's really started to get back in tune with his family and Obviously, everybody moved to Oxford to live with him and do everything in that regard. And that's the number one priority here. And the number two is the roster cash, Mike. You talked about it. I think you hit the nail on the head there. From a contractual perspective, all three of these schools are going to give him as much money as he wants. He will be the highest paid college football coach. But when it comes to this NIL amount of money that they can put onto this roster, that might be a separating point here. And we know that LSU has really become sensational in that category, spearheaded by GM Austin Thomas, who, of course, Lane Kiffin has a relationship with from the past where they were at Ole Miss together. I give a lot of credit to Austin Thomas in being able to construct a roster. Sure, from an evaluation perspective, there might have been a couple of misses in the transfer portal. But to be able to swing and make contact and hit home runs with a lot of these guys is key. And Lane Kiffin's talked time and time again. If they had a little bit more money, they might be in an even better situation than they're already in. He talked about A.J. Halsey and how LSU went out and secured his services when he was looking at Ole Miss as well. So when it comes down to it, Mike, I think that roster cash is going to be a big-time swing piece here. I think LSU can continue to go for the fences and continue to up the ante. And I think it puts him in a really solid situation here. But like you said, nobody knows what his decision is going to be. This is Lane Kiffin that we're talking about, Jimmy Sexton that we're talking about. Only one or two people know. It's going to be fascinating to watch unfold over the next 96 hours.
What I think a lot of people aren't talking about, because I do think one way or another, maybe you might disagree, even if Lane Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss or go to Florida, that will be an announcement Monday at LSU for a new head coach. I don't think you can put it off too much longer. Your reasoning why? Wednesday is the first day of National Signing Day. And, okay, I know you got a three-day period, but come on, Zach, you've covered this as long as I have. 95% of the recruits, they sign day one. So that would be next Wednesday, a week from now. And you want to have a coach in place. The second part of that is, before Brian Kelly got fired, I thought he had done the best job since he's been here at LSU in recruiting the state of Louisiana. You always going to lose a guys here and there. That's going to happen in today's days because there's no borders now. It's open. And also, too, money involved, playing time involved. But I thought this was the best piece together in-state class that Kelly and his staff had done since he's been at LSU. So far, it has stayed intact. Now, they did lose a young man from the Florida area, but the Louisiana recruits. So, first of all, do you think that will be a decision one way or another on Monday? And Wednesday, National Signing Day, how difficult will it be to keep this class together? Now, I know some of them already have cut early NIL deals, so to speak, with the school. And so that's already in place. But to keep that together, I think, is going to be a monumental task with not having a head coach until probably weekend or Monday.
Absolutely. And to the first part, Mike, I completely agree with you. I think that come Monday, you're going to have a coach in place, whether it's Lane Kiffin or not. There are backup plans in place, and if they have to go down that route, they're prepared to do so. So on that front, I completely agree with you on that. The second piece, ultimately, is the early signing period, right? A lot of these guys want to put pen to paper and sign with the program of their choice on that first day, and that is a week from today. LSU's done an exceptional job at keeping this 2026 recruiting class intact. Obviously, you lost a guy over there in the Sunshine State who flipped his commitment to Miami, and there was some buzz even before the Brian Kelly firing that he might entertain other schools. But here we are, 7 days away from the early signing period, and LSU's done a fantastic job at keeping this class intact. I would expect two guys, maybe three, to flip their commitment away from LSU due to some uncertainty from an assistant coaching perspective. But they've done a really good job in that spot. And so nonetheless, you've got to get a head coach in place in order to lock down the rest of these guys. Because again, Mike, you nailed it. They really dominated in Louisiana in this 2026 recruiting class. That nucleus of players are really talented and obviously going to lead this program in the future. Got to lock them in, got to get in a head coach, and I think all the other pieces will fall into place.
With Frank Wilson knowing the state as well as he does, and I don't know if anybody's more connected to high school coaches and the recruits in the state as much as Frank has. Is there a player or two in state that they don't have a commitment from yet that you know of they have tried to get to come and give an early commitment to the Tigers?
Yeah, Mike, I think if there's one guy that's not committed in this 2026 recruiting class that they're really kind of putting the full court press on, it's Dylan Barramon, a defensive lineman, just an absolute stud from Northern Louisiana. This is a guy who's a four-star player who they kind of recruited heavily around the springtime, took a foot off the gas. He committed to the Texas Longhorns, reopened his recruitment a couple of weeks back. And LSU has a full court press on Dylan Barramon right now. I would not be surprised to see him ultimately pop and land in this 2026 recruiting class. Ole Miss took him in on a couple of visits this fall as well. But LSU has had him in town the last two weekends. I fully expect him to make a decision sooner rather than later. And I think it could be in LSU's favor to join that 2026 class before the early signing period.
Last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot, but you're used to that. Today, and, you know, things change. You feel confident that Lane Kiffin will be the new head coach at LSU?
Tell you what, Big Mike, I've contemplated it a while over the last couple of days, man. It's something special. Lane Kiffin has got everybody in the palm of his hand. From a financial perspective, he's going to get a record-setting deal. The roster cast that he's going to have will be just monumental. Right now, I think LSU really has the edge here. It's about getting over the finish line. This is Lane Kiffin. This is Jimmy Sexton that we're talking about here. You know that. But at the end of the day, there's an 80% confidence for me that LSU can get this one done in the next couple of days. Again, it's going to be fascinating to watch unfold, but I do think that LSU right now is in the driver's seat to get this thing done. Just a matter of, you know, battling off Ole Miss, battling off Florida, battling off Jimmy Sexton and getting things done. But LSU's put themselves in position to really get this thing done.
Okay, you say 80%. I rarely do this, but I went by Powerball tickets just a few minutes ago. And, man, if I had an 80% chance to win, Zach, hey, I'd have bought more than the 10 that I got.
I'm right there with you, Mike. I'm right there with you, man.
Zach, hey, thanks so much. Hey, we appreciate all your knowledge of what's happening and opinion, because that's what we all have today. We just have opinions. We really don't know. None of us do. You can speculate and say, well, I got inside information. Some of those same insiders were telling me 2 weeks ago, it's a done deal, Nick Saban to LSU. You know, you heard it too. You got all that. It's a done deal. Saban to LSU. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll see that when I believe it. But thanks for all you do, and we appreciate your time, insights, and I'll leave it on this note. It won't be the last time we talk this week.
Hey, absolutely, Big Mike. I'm looking forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hopefully we're talking some positive stuff about Lane Kiffin in the next couple of days, man.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you. That was Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. And this LSU update is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, hey, keep it locked into the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.